would be hoping that we would have interventions between now and October. The budget is about 3.5 months away, and that is an inordinately long time for people who are struggling. I think Sinn Féin are looking for a mini-budget. Mini-budgets don't just happen overnight, and I think it's, despite all the difficulties people are facing, I think it's a bit fanciful to say we can go straight into a mini-budget cycle. It normally takes 5 or 6 months to prepare a budget end of. What I would be hopeful we could do, and it's a point I would be raising quite vociferously within my own party, is that we look at a small number of very targeted measures that ease the burden on people between now and October. A budget is typically a couple of billion euro of taxpayers' money, and I don't see why we could segment some of that and maybe take a quarter of what would normally be outlaid at budget time, maybe half a billion, and bring this forward in terms of measures over the summer to ease the pinch.
What would some of those measures be that you're thinking of?
I think we can't wrap our arms around everything right now. That's normally what budget deals with. But I think there's immediate things that we should be looking at. Fuel, and when I mean fuel now, I'm talking about motor fuels. I think we have to deal with the whole realm of home heating in the autumn when it's back in focus again. But certainly petrol and diesel prices have risen yet again, despite government interventions back in early May of this year. So there have been adjustments to VAT. There's been a huge expenditure to date in terms of addressing things. But the global situation at the moment is to the extent that all interventions are being passed up, they're being caught up with and passed out. During the pandemic, I mean, there was 48 billion of an outlay to shore up households and businesses. A lot more has been spent as we've emerged from the pandemic, but just the whole overheating of the world economy at the moment is at a pace we haven't seen since the 1980s. We've inflation alarmingly at 7.8%. That's in line with most of Europe at the moment. We do need interventions now to tie us over the summer, I believe, but we do more comprehensively, we do need to deal with this in terms of a full budget in October.
Are the hands tied a bit in terms of government coffers when it comes to fuel? Because obviously there's certain requirements at EU level. We know that there were discussions had and, you know, essentially there wasn't necessarily an agreement in terms of those. That, and you mentioned there that some of the measures that have already been brought in, the 15 cent on diesel and the 20 cent on petrol. And listen, I'm a motorist. I'd be the first to notice the high prices at the pumps. But is there a certain element of hands being tied, particularly in terms of the VAT area?
Yes, we're in a common financial area with the European bloc countries. And a lot of our VAT rates, even though we've scope to determine them here in Ireland, they're tied into VAT bans by Brussels, which day-to-day is fine, but at times like this, when a country may desire to totally drop their VAT rate, that becomes a bit of an impediment because it has to be in line with European policy overall. So that is one of the things back in the spring of this year when government last adjusted VAT rates on petrol and diesel, they had to first go to the European bloc and seek approval essentially for it. I think that's still very much an issue in focus. There are other ways, I believe, we could make it a bit cheaper for people to head out in the car. There could be, particularly when people are purchasing cars, maybe the cost of NCT, the cost of car tax in particular. I don't believe car tax, to my knowledge, I don't believe it belongs in the realm of European functionality. That's something collected by local authorities and used locally. Now, if we were to reduce that in some way, we would have to compensate the likes of Clare County Council. They do depend on that. But I think there are other innovative ways we need to look at. One thing for sure is we can't have inaction between now and October. The situation globally is far too volatile, largely brought on by the war in Ukraine, supply issues, but also the economies were all kind of overheating coming out of COVID anyway. We can intervene on certain aspects, but there will be a lot of this is unfortunately beyond the control of Ireland. There's a global economic wave sweeping across all countries, and Ireland is certainly caught up with that, and I don't think any country is immune from that.
I suppose with that in mind, we are expecting that wave to probably, unfortunately, deteriorate as we come into those winter months and indeed into October time. And I know you mentioned maybe using a percentage or a fraction of that, maybe that type of fiscal space that the government would have. But is the fear that if things are inherently worse come October and there's been a chunk of money used in June or July to facilitate some of those woes, that you might be left in a situation where you aren't able to help people as much when things get far worse possibly than they are now?
Well, I mean, normally, as I said, in the budget, there would be a lot of taxation and welfare measures, and it would run to normally a couple of billion, sometimes up to around 3 billion. But I think what could be looked at in this year, this isn't a normal budgetary year. This is a quite extraordinary year, and I would say some of the measures that a government would typically be holding back till October could be brought forward, not all of them. And I think then you'd have a slightly pared back budget to deliver in the autumn. Now, we don't yet know what the economic outlook will be like the autumn. I've listened to many analysts say that Ireland there's a mixed bag of views, really, as how our economy will shape up, because we're being told there's a huge amount of foreign direct investment. The pharmaceutical sector is going very well. Consumer spending is up. A lot of people believe that we can weather the worst of the storm economically. But then there are things, the rising costs. We're one of the most expensive countries now in all of Europe. We're probably the most expensive in terms of fuels. And then we've the whole, this is a cold country in the winter. We're now in the month of, we're late into the month of June. People aren't thinking about home heating, but they absolutely will be come October. So I think there's a range of measures that we could certainly front load. Now, a mini budget, I don't think is necessarily the way to do it. There are targeted measures that came in here back in the springtime. They were decided and voted through it all within a matter of days. And I would hope that we would have a flexibility as government and as politicians serving within it to respond similarly. I must say as well that Fianna Fáil are having a special budget session on Friday here in Leinster House. Sorry, it's not in Leinster House, it's in a hotel down the street from it. But I will be attending that, as will other TDs and senators from our party. There'll be an awful lot said at that. That'll be behind closed doors. But I can tell you, Josh, that I will certainly be speaking up for the hard-pressed people of Clare. I think the interventions of government in the spring were welcome, but they haven't done enough in themselves. More will be required before we get to the autumn period.